This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin.
So it'll be a Browns Therapy Friday next week.
Probably so.
What player do you think makes fans happy?
This is not about the Browns. This is about this draft. Okay. I don't think any player makes the fans really giddy, because I don't think this draft is designed for that. The only way that I think that fans would be pleasantly happy and surprised, and folks, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. What would make you happy? 216-474-0092. Is if Tennessee, for whatever reason, passed on Cam Ward. That, to me, is the only thing that would make me say, hey, how about that?
Well, in the fan mock draft, that happened last night.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why it's a mock draft.
Ah, good point.
Buffet dinner, open bar. End of comment. Right, Dano?
Yeah, I feel like after seeing that bad boy, that pretty much hammers home that the fan mock draft should have been called the fan drunk draft.
We might go over some of that.
It looked like they did a great job with it last night, too.
Well, Daryl looked great.
Yeah. He knew what he was getting into.
We're going to go over that. But yesterday with Andrew Berry's press conference,
yeah,
I was, you know, and all the narrative coming out from all the national folks has been Travis Hunter at 2. Big okay. chunk of the narrative.
You listened to the press conference yesterday. We talked about this, right? Yeah. You were off, but you were able to listen to it.
I was listening to you.
Oh, well, that was good. Very scary. My thought was the majority of, and probably if you listen to me, you know that, the majority of the reporters in that room think they're taking Travis Hunter at number 2.
Without question.
And did you agree with that?
That's my agree with that.
Okay,
yeah. I agree with that. Here's one of the things that Andrew Berry had to say about Travis Hunter, and the idea that, okay, if a guy really says he's going to play two ways and you're really thinking he's going to play two ways, how much can he actually play? Because that's an awful lot of football.
One of the things that is can't probably fully appreciate until you actually see Travis play live is his elite conditioning. Like, I mean, he really never comes off the field. Like, he barely pants like that, you know, like that type of thing. So it's quite incredible. You know, what he would attempt to do has not, you know, been really done in our league, but we wouldn't necessarily put a cap or a governor in terms of like what he could do.
He just said, my biggest thought about this whole thing, what he intends to do and wants to do has not really been done in our league. And that to me is like, well, hello, can we just hoist the red flag right now? And I go to it for this reason.
Okay. Okay.
We went over earlier in the week. I don't think you were in. Guys who have been taken number 2 at wide receiver since the Browns returned to the NFL. Only 2.
Right.
Only 2. And Mary Kay was with us earlier in the week. She said, wide receivers usually don't go at 2. They don't go that high because of the position itself.
Right.
It's not valued as much as other spots to take a guy at 2. And it was Calvin Johnson, Hall of Famer. That worked.
Yeah.
Charles Rogers, bust. Both taken by Detroit.
Right.
And then we went down other guys who have been taken that high at wide receiver. And it was about a 50-50 split, Dana, wasn't it? As far as guys who it's like, yep, that worked, and yep, that was a bust.
Yeah, and there were a couple of guys who were stars that came out of it, and then a couple of guys who just had really good 10-year careers.
Right, and other guys who had like bad 4-year careers.
Right.
And so there was that. And I thought this, and then corners taken that high, very, 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 very few. Corner, also a position that you don't draft that high. Denzel Ward was taken at 4. That's pretty high for a corner. This is 2. And I thought, well, if you wouldn't, and folks, I'd love some thoughts on this, because am I just thinking of bad things? If you wouldn't take a wide receiver at 2, and the NFL doesn't, and you wouldn't take a corner at 2, and the NFL doesn't, would you take a guy who plays wide receiver and corner and is wanting to do something that's never been done in the modern NFL? In other words, does the ability to do 2 things that you wouldn't value at the number 2 pick, perhaps, if he can pull it off, justify taking that guy at the number 2 pick? I don't know that it does.
I don't know either. And, you know, the fact that you brought this up made me think, wow, how often do the Browns take a true wide receiver in the even in the first round?
Braylon Edwards at 3. And yeah, Braylon was really good for a short period of time.
That's... who else have they taken in the first round?
It's 2 positions that
they took
really,
Corey Coleman?
And Corey was what, at 12?
15?
And so those are... These are 2 positions that most teams don't value with what might be the second pick in the draft. And I just thought, okay, well, boy, you get double value because you get a corner and a wide receiver. Except that's never been done in the modern NFL. So to play a couple of packages on defense, does that mean, well, great, then all of a sudden he's the guy we want? Is that what that means? Does all of a sudden, well, the ability to do something that's never been done before, does that enhance his value enough that it makes you think, yeah, we're going to take a wide receiver / part-time corner, and I'm going to say wide receiver because that's what Andrew Berry keeps telling us that Browns see him as, and he's real good. I mean, I watched more video of him this morning. I just wanted another look. Yeah. When he's not pushing off and not getting called for it, he's really good. Pushes off a lot. But that's okay. Might get called in the NFL. He's great with the ball in his hands. Does that potential of the combination make him worthwhile at 2? I'm perplexed. Tony's in Kent. Tony, what do you think?
Well, here's why you brought something up. I wasn't even going to call. Nobody takes receivers at 2, but receivers are the second highest paid player on the field. Ask the Bengals about that.
These days, why? They are, Tony. Yeah. They've become the guys on offense after quarterback.
Right, and there's a reason for that. So why they aren't valued as a number 2 pick that often? Not sure. This is a guy I would go after, particularly if they feel like they have a quarterback of mine later in the draft, because he can help a quarterback out a lot. And hopefully Nick Chubb comes back and he's back to 90% of what he was before his injuries. That'll help a young quarterback out a lot, having those 2 on the field. But, yeah, if we're going to pay him as much as we're paying Chase and those guys, then number 2 is well worth it. Thanks.
All right, Tony, thank you. You're not going to pay him that for 5 years because he'll be on that rookie contract.
Right.
Andrew Berry had this to say about the position, and it doesn't affect maybe what Travis Hunter might, where he might go in the draft. Here's Berry.
He has to play on both sides to be worth that number 2 pick.
No, I don't see it that way. I think it's a little bit like Ohtani, right? Where, you know, when he's playing one side, he's an outstanding player. If he's a pitcher, he's a hitter, he's an outstanding player. You obviously get a unicorn if you use him both ways.
Yeah, the Ohtani comment caught some buzz nationally. Can I just say this about Ohtani? What's one concern about Travis Hunter? That he's 6 foot, 188 pounds. What could that lead to? Especially with increased exposure, injury. Shohei Ohtani has had 2 plasma treatments on his elbow and 2 Tommy John surgeries as a pitcher.
Hmm.
Where's Shohei Ohtani more valuable? As a hitter, without question.
Yeah.
50 home runs, 50 steals. And that to me is, the idea that this guy, Andy, is going to be the first guy, and somebody might be one day, to pull off something that's never been done, and as Scott Petrick just asked Andrew, does that mean that he's more worthy of the second pick? And Andrew said, not necessarily. So would you take a corner at two? Would you take a wide receiver at two? Or would you just take Abdul Carter, tell him to get the quarterback and figure things out elsewhere?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I said this yesterday. My big concern with Hunter is not about Hunter. It's about the coaching staff. Because what happens when there's a breakdown in a game because Travis wasn't at a meeting on the offensive or defensive side of the ball and they decided to put him in, and then they decided to call a play and he said, yeah, I can do it, but you didn't execute it during practice. Now, all of a sudden, you've got coaches saying, well, you know what? He doesn't drop that first down pass if he's at practice and getting more reps with the quarterback. I need him to be on offense more often. And then you turn around and Jim Schwartz is like, well, you know, we've got specific reads and we've got things we want him to do on defense. And then all of a sudden, you get into this battle of egos between coaches. I'm not saying that's going to happen here, and I'm hoping that that doesn't if they decide to take him. But I think at some point, someone, somewhere, there's going to be a mistake. He's going to make a mistake. He's a rookie. And if you draft him and you put him in that position, at some point there's going to be a mistake. And then whatever side of the ball that mistake happens to, they're going to say, well, this is because they're spending too much time with your part of the team. And there's going to be some kind of internal struggle about what he is or what he shouldn't be or what he should be. And then if it trickles into his psyche, now all of a sudden he's like, well, you know, they don't want me to play both ways. I don't know how you can't, like, I would think most coaches understand exactly what I'm talking about and they could see this happening. Well, you know, if they weren't doing this, then that problem wouldn't happen, because all of a sudden you feel defensive when there's a problem on your side of the ball.
Josh is in Elyria, home of the Pioneers. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Josh.
Jeff, Andy, great show as always.
Thank you, man.
Jeff, when you started off the show, the way you were wording Menigan, I thought he was gone. I had my heart sank for a second. Like, oh, no, what happened to Dan?
Are you related to Dan?
No.
Oh, there you go.
But I think two things are happening. Number one, like, I've been listening to a lot of national stuff on the Odyssey app on the past couple weekends. And everybody's saying that Travis, even in the past 3 years of wide receivers, he's in the top 10. So I think he could still be an elite, like, level wide receiver that we need.
Josh, he's really good with the ball in his hands, isn't he?
Absolutely.
He really is.
But Andrew Berry could also be playing some poker possibly and try to get somebody to trade up and so he could trade down as well.
I think that's a possibility. That's, you know, the Browns are in a situation where it's really strange. It probably isn't the draft to have the number two pick in. You can't control that right now. But it might be the draft to have extra assets by trading down a spot or two and still get the guy you want, whoever that guy might be.
Yeah, I mean, I would be happy if they drafted Hunter. Like, I got a good feeling. I think it'd be exciting to pair him up. And we need some really elite young talent. And I think it's been said multiple times, you know, Abdul Carter and Travis are really the only blue chip players at the top of this draft.
It feels that way.
I'd be okay with it, but if Andrew Berry works his magic and gets us more picks and we make smart picks with those picks, I'll be okay with it.
Oh, Josh, there's the key. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate the phone call. 216-474-0092. NFL teams usually don't take a wide receiver as high as two. They usually don't take corners as high as two. Does the ability of one guy to perhaps pull off something that's never been done before make a wide receiver or a corner a viable number two overall pick? I'm not sure it does. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.